Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi there, Dave Nason here, and I'm going to take a quick look at how we can sign up to the new Apple One services bundle. You might remember this was announced back in September alongside the new watches and the new iPads, and they also announced a new fitness service. So now you can bundle a number of Apple services into one monthly bill and get them for a better price as a bundle. So these would include things like music and Apple TV Plus and News Plus, as well as the new fitness service and more. What we're going to do then to order this is to go into the Settings app.
Settings. Settings.
And then I'm going to select my name at the top of the settings list. So that's to go into my iCloud account.
David Nason, Apple ID, iCloud, edit.
And when that screen loads, I'm going to select the subscriptions option.
Subscriptions button. Selected subscriptions, subscriptions button. Apple ID, back button.
And you may notice that screen takes a few moments to load. So on this page, we have a number of options. Firstly,
subscriptions, heading, renewal receipts, main, landmark, renewal receipts, tick box, ticked.
So the first thing is around renewal receipts, and you can switch that on or off, but we'll bypass that.
A receipt will be sent. Get Apple One, enjoy millions of songs, over 100 games, Apple original shows and movies and more. Try it now, button.
And as you'll have heard, once I've swiped past the options relating to renewal receipts, I come to the Apple One bundle information. Now, if I go right again from there, there is more stuff on this screen.
Active.
And that is telling me what subscriptions I currently have active.
Forza Football supporter, yearly subscription, annual, expires the 7th of January 2021, button.
So if you're ever looking to go in and see a list of all of your subscriptions and maybe to change them, this is where you'll find them. And it's also where you'll find your existing Apple subscriptions, such as Apple Music and TV Plus and so on. And if you subscribe to Apple One, it'll be listed here as well. But I'm going to go back left into the Apple One bundle section.
Active. Get Apple One, enjoy millions of songs, over 100 games, Apple original shows and movies and more. Try it now, button.
And I'm going to double tap.
Button.
And in this page, I will now get the information around the various Apple One bundle options that are available. These are individual, family, and in some countries, premium. So I'm going to explore this page now and see what my options are.
Enjoy millions of songs, over 100 games, Apple original shows and movies, and more. And save when you bundle them together.
So there's that description again. I'm going to go right again.
Individual.
And I come to the individual plan. Swipe right.
1 month free, then €14.95/month.
So this particular bundle is €14.95 per month, with the first month for free.
Your existing subscriptions are not eligible for trial.
However, when I swipe right again, I find that because I'm already an Apple Music and TV Plus subscriber, I'm not actually eligible for the free trial, but you may be. So I'm going to go right again.
Recommended.
It tells me this is what it's recommending for me based on what I have now, I guess.
70 plus million songs, all ad-free.
So that's Apple Music.
Apple original shows and movies.
That's Apple TV.
Over 100 ad-free games.
That's Apple Arcade.
50 gigabytes of iCloud storage.
And that's iCloud storage.
Family.
And then I come to the family plan. And I'm going to double tap on the next item.
1 month free, then €19.95/month.
So it's telling me again 1 month free, but it's $19.95 a month this time. So I'm going to double tap on that to get the information about this bundle.
1 month free, then €19.95/month.
So this doesn't move you to a new page, it's just it changes how the page is laid out.
Your existing subscriptions are not eligible for trial.
It's that information again, swipe right.
70 plus million songs, all ad-free. Apple original shows and movies. Over 100 ad-free games. 200 gigabytes of iCloud storage.
So that's the first difference you'll notice in the family, it's 200 gigabytes instead of 50.
1 month free, then €19.95/month, text field. Actions available.
And that text field is telling me which one I currently have selected. So if I wanted the individual bundle, I'd go back up and select the $14.95 option, and this would change, and then swipe right again.
Start free trial.
And I have the start free trial option. So if I wanted to go ahead, I would double tap here. As I said, there is also something called the premium bundle. That's not available where I am. It's in the US, Canada, Australia, and the UK at launch, I believe. And the reason it's not available everywhere else is because it includes News Plus, which is only in those countries at the moment. It will also include Fitness Plus when that is launched. The price of that, I believe, in the US is going to be $29.95 per month. I expect it'd be the same $29.95 except in euros if and when it launches in Europe. And that essentially is it. That's how you can subscribe to Apple One. If you want to bundle a bunch of Apple services together into one monthly payment and to get better value for them. Hope this helps. Thanks for listening. See you in the next one. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.